But first, Amnesty International has united with Indigenous advocacy groups to address the crisis of young detention in the Northern Territory. The groups are calling on the government to raise the minimum age at which a child can receive a criminal conviction from 10 to 14. With detention levels at an all-time high, some in the community are saying that the government has failed them. Jack Birkenfeld has this report.
Human rights groups today called for action on raising the minimum age for youth imprisonment in the Northern Territory outside the infamous Don Dale Detention Centre. Amnesty International and its supporters want to increase the minimum age for criminal liability, or the age at which children can commit a crime and be punished for it, from 10 years old to 14. Rodney Dillon, Indigenous Rights Advisor for Amnesty International and a speaker at the conference, says the Territory Government's vague in-principle support of raising the age of criminal liability to 12 and ending incarceration for those under 14 isn't enough and is hurting youngsters.
The NT government has got some recommendations to follow. They've taken them over 2 or 3 years. We think that they need to start doing it straight away. I think that we need to get government, and this is not having a go at one side or the other, but, you know, we have bipartisan support if we want to send people to war. Well, why can't we have bipartisan support about these kids in this justice system, about changing this system and having both sides saying, locking kids up under the age of 14? You know, a 10-year-old kid being in a prison, my grandchildren locked up at 10 years of age, and if everyone's just stood back and said their grandchildren or their children at 10, they know what them kids are like at 10. Their brain's not developed enough. And, you know, putting them in there is just the most harshest place in the world.
Amnesty International argues there is more than enough evidence to show the intense developmental and psychological effects of being incarcerated from such a young age, including a lack of stimulation leading to learning difficulties and the effects of trauma on developing minds. These disproportionately impact Indigenous youth, especially in the Northern Territory, with 100% of youth locked up being Indigenous, according to the Territory's Estimate Committee in June. Rodney believes the solution should be alternative programs led by Indigenous elders with the aim of engaging youth with their culture in order to teach them the right values.
We need to look at having Indigenous-led solutions on country, in their own country and in their own area. And with their elders, it builds respect. It builds language, it builds culture, it builds understanding how to hunt, how to gather and support the family with food.
Dr. Thalia Anthony, Associate Professor in Law at the University of Technology, Sydney, believes that if the Northern Territory takes a stand, other states and territories may also increase the minimum age of criminal liability.
I think it would really make other states and territories rethink their position. What happened in the Northern Territory was absolutely outrageous, but it wasn't exceptional. And, you know, we're hearing similar things come out of Queensland and Banksia Hill in Western Australia. So I think all the states and territories would take stock of any leadership in the Northern Territory. Having said that, the Northern Territory is historically among the most penal of our states and territories, so it would surprise me if they take that stance.
The Minister for Territory Families, Dale Wakefield, responded in a statement.
Every Territorian is entitled to be and feel safe. Young people who do the wrong thing must face the consequences of their actions. There also needs to be the best pathways to become productive members of our community and not lifelong criminals. The Territory Labor Government has supported in principle the recommendations from the Royal Commission into the protection and detention of children in the NT, that the age of criminal responsibility be raised from 10 to 12 years. We are currently considering ways to implement this reform and will do so in a way that creates safer communities and also puts children at risk on the path to a better life.
That was a statement from the Territory's Family Minister, Dale Wakefield, ending that report by Jack Birkenfeld.